You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Underrepresented music, local voices, and real people. You keep CJSF independent.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Beats and Eats. I am your host, Nicole, and each week I'm here on a Thursday afternoon broadcasting from SFU Burnaby campus from 1 to 2, where I play dope beats, I chat with dope people, and I sometimes talk about food, which I am going to be talking about today later on in the show. I hope you are enjoying the weather today. I was just sharing with my colleagues that the summer is literally saying goodbye. I was looking at a newsletter for the city of Surrey, and they were talking about some events happening, and they shared some events happening in October, as well as some Christmas events, and I am shook. Anyways, I hope you've been enjoying the summer so far. We still have a few more weeks, so no stressing. Today, I have an interview that I recorded quite a few weeks ago that I'm finally going to have the opportunity to share. I spoke with Kiva MH, who is a hip-hop artist, rhymesmith, producer, actor, traditional dancer, and land protector. We had a really great conversation, so I'm going to be sharing that in just a little bit. But before I get into our chat, I am going to share some of his music. Let's, hear his sound. And so I've got a set. Our first music set of the show is going to be all Kiva MH. The first track is going to be his latest song called Just Want You. And then I'm going to play another couple tracks from him that are a collaboration. And then we're going to end with a collaboration that he did with Shub and on a track called Heritage. And that is a fairly new song. I played I played one song from Shub last week, so I'm very, very happy to play some more from this artist. So let's kick off the show with Kiva MH with Just Want You.
Situation's helpless, cause love is just a drug and I'm gonna buy it if you sell it. You might think I'm greedy, way I make you need me. Hoping that you stay, but I don't blame you if you leave me. So baby, don't play these games right now. Thinking about you with someone else. Picking up clues on how it felt. I just want you, babe. I don't need you, babe. Lately I'm feeling strange. I'm bad, try to right these wrongs, but I write this song instead. Try to fight nights without the right type of lights, but I hide my eyes in my head. Don't wanna cry, don't wanna cover the lies. Shut up and cover your eyes, remember the times. Know you ignored the signs, I put in my time. Just know that I tried, I don't wanna hide. Spread on my wings and I hope that I fly. Never intended on leaving you dry. I'm telling you something, please look in my eye.
Baby, don't play these games right now. Thinking about you with someone else. Picking up clues on how it felt.
I just want you, babe. I don't need you, babe.
Lately I'm feeling strange. Lately I feel the same. Maybe I need a change. I just want you. I don't need you, babe. Lately I'm feeling strange. Lately I feel the same. Maybe I need a change. I just want you. I don't need you, babe.
another time. You stay inside, you're confined. You hate advice, you choose the way you wanna live your life. I just wanna take it easy. I'm a free spirit, I live freely. 2 feet heartbeat, all I need to be the man I need to be. Be the best father for my kids. Be the best son for mom and dad who raised us. Be the best for the community. Be inclusive, don't live so exclusively. We need more folks here for the humanity. Not the ones who cause tragedies, too many casualties. War and famine, whole planet got PTSD. Can't handle it. We need to set it free. 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 You wait for another time. You're confined. You hate advice. You choose the way you wanna live your life.
Take it easy, feeling breezy. I'ma be me, even if being me don't please thee. No TP, kick really no CDs. No bad boys to roll up the GGs. Out in the woods, I be hearing the spirits. They calling my name, think I'm insane. I'ma just say, feel like a predator, think I'm a prey. All of these rappers are up in the game. Pumping that gas, going up in the flames. No, I ain't reckon the feeling so strange. Think that it's time I go switch up my lane, yeah. Little boy from the east side, a young savage is feeling like I'm gonna make it. Eyes red cause I be high. This is my chance and you bet I won't take it. Never roll with a question mark because everything I write is set in stone. I hope you get a message right because it's in your mind and then boom, it's gone. I've been waiting for the perfect time but said hell no, man, it's been too long. So I got down my drum and let out my voice and I sing my song. Way out, way out, way out, way out, way out. They fall apart. The noise is complacent. My sheets reek of art. But my mind is kept still. Still you reap all the dark. And I wanna go. But she's holding me tight. I can see a bright glow. It reminds me of light. But it's cold like snow. And it stings like ice. Just like a typo. Can't change what's right. So I'm gone. But I'll be back in a minute. Cause my heart feels cold. And I think that I regret it. Think all my peers know that I'm fucking pathetic. Can't let the beers go. Homie saying don't sweat it. Goddamn. What's my plan? I can't remember. Started out in Jan, now it's December. Thought I was the man, found someone better. Found out who I am, and wrote a letter. Said I miss your touch, sometimes I wanna go back. But I don't trust enough, and you know that. Think about you when I go to bed, it make me so sad. Yeah, it made me so sad. But then I wake up, take a drink and take another puff. Clearing my conscience, I'm on to some other stuff. Appearing, I've lost it, but toxic is monster rust. Hearing my options, I'm talking, I'm honest. But there's a wolf in my head and a sheep in my heart. Keeps me from my bed, my sleeps, they fall apart. The noise is complacent, my sheets reek of art. But my mind is kept still, still you reap all the dark. And I wanna go, but she's holding me tight. I can see a bright glow, it reminds me of light. But it's cold like snow, and it stings like ice. Just like a typo, can't change what's right. You can't change what's right. You can't change what's right. You can't change what's right. Can't change what's right. Can't change what's right. No. You can't change what's right. You can't change what's right. You can't change what's right. Can't change what's right. Can't change what's right. No. Thank you. Yeah, Geo aka The Voice. Chubb, let's go. Yeah, 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 yeah. Where my natives at, let's go. See us riding down those roads. See us hopping out these woods. See us hyping up these shows. See us getting back, getting your pipe down, bro. I'ma come in slow with the lights down low. Then I'm moving everybody with my right hand, oh. To the left, to the right, then repeat like so. What I be smoking got me slow-mo. So I put them in the back where the stories are told. Almost had a heart attack, but I'm not that though. Think I'm a fun guy, no, not like mo. But I like that green, yeah, I like that gold. Might like my team, wait, trees get sold. Read my text, put it in bold. I love this shit, it don't get old.
It is our heritage, ain't up for sale. That's where it is, that's where it is, that's where it is. And there it is, our heritage, ain't up for sale. That's where it is, that's where it is, that's where it is. I'm feeling this killing, within the feeling, the building, dealing with addicts, addicted, healing, I'm at it, I'm gifted, music, I'm better than business, trying to establish a vision, give these kids something to listen, so they don't make bad decisions, pass on traditions, feeling these savages kids. This for the nation, this for the language, this is for those, dealing with anguish, we got to ride another, let's get acquainted, cross to the island so they cannot break us, no, they cannot take us, as they created that made us, we're not shameless, we're not nameless, we're not aimless.
For the land, I stand for the peace. Always roll with a fam. I stay with an each. No heat from ski jump from head creek. Where the eagles fly in a scam. He's me with a two springs rush in a medicine peak. Close your eyes, levitate with me. Meditate by the lake. I'ma let it free. I'ma shake all the hate. I'ma set it free. Heritage in my blood, heritage in my lungs. Heritage with the cuss. Know that we're getting it done. I don't just do this for fun. Hope they don't shoot when it's done. I'm on a beautiful run. I nail it like cuticles done. Now goes a beautiful sun. Yo, this for my people, the beautiful ones.
And there it is, our heritage ain't up for sale. That's where it is, that's where it is, that's where it is. And there it is, our heritage ain't up for sale. That's where it is, that's where it is, that's where it is. And there it is, our heritage ain't up for sale. That's where it is, that's where it is, that's where it is. And there it is, our heritage ain't up for sale. That's where it is, that's where it is, that's where it is. Land sacred, I'm a clan favorite, so I am dangerous. Witness, as the land changes, passing it on so they can't take it. Looking to break shit, way too practice if they not say shit. The pictures they painted, back in the day when life was more basic. For the kids in the basements, honing their craft, hoping to make it. Learn to embrace it. You got one life, and I hope you don't break it.
The ego, the wolf is my people. I'm killing my ego. We got like the Beatles. The speed is my easel. I'm painting a picture. Like mama, don't worry. You raised a warrior. I'm an explorer. Killing the beat, and I'm doing it for ya. No, I don't care for the fame and the fortune. I do it for love, cause I know it's important. This for the generations. I got dedication. I'ma make a statement. Had enough of waiting. Came up out the basement. Now you all debating. If I really want it, now I'm gonna take it.
And there it is. Our heritage ain't up for sale. That's where it is. That's where it is. That's where it is. And there it is, our heritage ain't up for sale. That's what it is, that's what it is. And there it is, our heritage ain't up for sale. That's what it is, that's what it is. And there it is, our heritage ain't up for sale. That's what it is, that's what it is.
Good music has longevity. Culture has longevity. Things that matter have longevity. So things that come and go are just trends and fads and all that stuff. So I hope the new future understands that and preserves the culture, because there's nothing more important than the culture. My part in this is just to at least keep inspiring people.
CKSF 90.1 FM, and I'm here with musician, producer, actor, and model Kiva MH. I saw his recent Instagram post with his latest track, Just Want You, in my Instagram feed like about a week and a half ago or so. And I loved the sound so much that I checked out more of his music, loved his vibe. And so I reached out, and here we are on CJSF. So Kiva MH, thank you so much for joining me on CJSF. How are you this afternoon?
How's it going? I'm so good. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I love how magic just happens and I stumble on really incredible artists. So thank you for having the time. I appreciate it big time. I'm going to be sharing some of your music today for sure. And I would love if you could take us on a journey. Like, how did you become an artist?
Music has always been in my life from the time I was small. My family has a band called the Melauman Collective. That's the M-E-L-A-W-M-E-N Collective, the Melauman Collective. And I started rapping with them when I was 12 years old. I had learned a verse from another artist that wasn't around at the time to do the verse, and I got to perform that verse on stage. So I learned another Indigenous rapper's verse first, and then the next year, I had written a verse to one of their songs and showcased it at the next festival. And by the time I was 14, I was writing to their songs regularly, and I started getting on the tour circuit with them. And then my mom would encourage me to write my own songs and created Two Rivers Remix Festival, which is an all-Indigenous movable festival that is free for the public to come to. And it happens at different locations every year. And she created this festival to showcase emerging Indigenous artists. And that really was super beneficial to me.
Absolutely.
And put me... Yeah, go on, sir.
When is it happening? Like when will this?
This year we have 3 dates, all in September. Okay, September 12th, we will be doing Hat Creek Ranch, which is by Cache Creek, so-called British Columbia. Mm-hmm. September 18th, 19th, we will be doing a festival in collaboration with Shalath, BC's career fair. So the 19th, we'll be doing a musical event. It's a very remote community in so-called BC. And September 26th, we will be doing an event in Makoa, a remote community outside of Euclid, BC, so-called.
Amazing. I love it. And okay, so you took us on the journey. I mentioned at the beginning when we got started talking, is that like I stumbled on you because of your latest track, Just Want You. Could you talk about like the inspiration for this song?
So this was the first song that I got to really go into a studio with a producer who was kind of outside of what I would normally experiment with, and wasn't produced, like this was produced by Jackie Lavarge, who's a friend of mine. And we really just like pushed the boundaries of how I was writing and what I was writing, and really got into how I was feeling at that time, and kind of pushing that new sound to be open to expanding my audience.
Love that. And when I stumbled on you, you were like literally in the midst of a Vancouver Island tour. What was that like?
The Vancouver Island tour was amazing. It was my first tour as a solo artist with other solo artists. Usually when I will tour, it's with the Malaming Collective or with Two Rivers Remix Festival. And I'm touring literally with my family with Two Rivers Remix Festival, which is like, we're like, but one big family. We've been touring together for years. So this was a tour with artists that I've met before, but I'm not super wasn't super familiar with, but it was still just as amazing. By the end of the tour, we were all so close. And seeing the demographics that all of our fans who had came out to support us as individuals was also supporting the other artists and like loved their music. It's just so beautiful to see that community grow right in front of your eyes.
Absolutely. And in addition to Two Rivers Remix Festival, and then plus the fact that you just like, you know, finished up on a tour, what's next for you? Like, what else do you have on the go?
I'm a big family guy. I have 2 to 3 projects in the works right now in terms of music. And that's not even including Malaming Collective. So we got lots of music in the works. I'm a big family man. So, you know, making sure that the family is healthy and happy, that's always the number one goal. That's always the number one goal in life. I also do a lot of workshops with Indigenous youth where we go and I bring my team and my cousins usually into a community and we make a song, a music video, a collaborative canvas, and we go on some land-based knowledge days.
Nice.
So that's my life outside of the music is just more music with youth. So those are the plans, is just to keep building and keep building and continue building and building and building, because that's the goal, is to have a nice building, I guess.
Absolutely. I love it. I love it. And what about like album? Like, is there an album in the works by chance?
There is. There is an album. I can't speak too much on. I already said too much about the projects. I can tell the listeners that if you liked Just Want You, that there's more stuff coming. I also want to tell everybody that I am a diverse artist, so you guys can never know what to expect.
Yes. And when, okay, so like I mentioned, I, you know, checked out some of your other work, like your older work and stuff, and I really like the vibe. Like, could you share with listeners, I mean, they're going to be hearing some of your music on the show today, but like, what are some of the themes that you like to talk about when you're spitting?
In my music, it's always so personal. Like, I like to tell people, when you're listening to my song, you're getting a glimpse into my mind at that time. Because when I write, it's so close to me. And it's like, I've heard some artists say that it's spiritual. And I was like, kind of blown away by that, because I really feel like it is. It's like, wow, it is spiritual. When I write, it's many times, it's in times where I'm so overwhelmed that I can't think of anything else to do other than I need to write to get this out. Yes. With some of these verses, many of my songs are little pieces of pieces that I've formed together throughout life. Or sometimes it'll be like, I'm in the studio and we have this idea and we need to build around it. So I'll just start bringing up all of my old stuff that I maybe was on the bus and wrote a sentence down because I wasn't feeling the best. And that's just, I wanted to say that as well, because it just, to go to tell all the other artists, like, somebody told me something one time was never delete anything or never throw it out. And I think to take that with, like, I think it is a good thing to think. I still do throw out some stuff, mm-hmm. but there have been some times where I'll pull out a line that I wrote, you know, 2 years ago, and I'll stick it in a piece that is from the current day, and it really changes how it continues to grow. So
I love that. I love it. Okay, so I'm going to take you on a different path right now, because our conversation is going to be airing on my show Beats and Eats. And on Beats and Eats, not only do I chat with awesome, dope artists and talk about music and play music, but I also talk about food. And I'm curious, you said you're a family man. Do you cook at all?
Yes. Yay. I'm the oldest of me and my sibling. I do have older siblings as well, but the sibling that I grew up with, I'm the oldest. So I was cooking from a young age.
Love. And what do you like to make, like, these days? Like, what do you like to make these days?
I love to cook. These days, I'm trying to be on a more anti-inflammatory diet.
I feel you.
Growing up and, you know, being an artist, especially struggling with addictions at some times, my body was kind of inflamed at some point. So I tried to now stay away from, like, wheat, excessive sugars. I try. I will say that I ate a big quinoa a couple days ago. But I'm really big on food sovereignty and indigenous food sovereignty and getting back to the land and harvesting. And there's so many rich traditions and so much rich knowledge that is held within food sovereignty and indigenous food sovereignty. And, like, just getting out and picking soapberry, khushum, or shpakbak, Saskatoon berry with my mother is like, that would be nicer than cooking a big, expensive, fancy steak.
Facts. Absolutely. Facts. And okay, when you're on the road, is there something that you like to eat, or like, is there something that like you gravitate to when you're on the road?
So on the road is hard, because after I tried to stop eating gluten, I very quickly realized how much, and like, just anti-inflammatory diet. If you're not trying to eat sugar and you're not trying to eat gluten, when you walk into a gas station, it's like, wow.
What are you going to eat?
what are you gonna eat? And it's a huge snap into reality where you're like, what are we eating?
Yeah.
You know, I'm like really tripped. So, but the go-to lately has been like, okay, I stopped complaining about like, why is there no gluten-free stuff? Because I was one of those guys for a little bit. And I just, any town I'm in, I look up like healthy brunch option and I find the nicest little like kind of fancy brunch place. And then I go get like a nice bowl where usually they have really good and pickled stuff and slow, like lots of kind of like, I try and be a clean eater. I was not a clean eater or lived a clean lifestyle for a while. So I want to take care of my body. I want to live a long time. I want to be there for my family and be a healthy man so I can take care of the people that rely on me and myself.
Absolutely. Okay. And my next food question is, when you think about like your childhood, growing up and stuff, what meal like reminds you of home?
Oh man, it's so easy. It's for breakfast, either it's oatmeal and it's either with raisins.
Love.
And then you put some plain yogurt with a little bit of maple syrup, mix that up. Ooh. Or apple cinnamon oatmeal with the same thing, yogurt. And that was a staple in my house for breakfast. And then for dinner, for my dad, it's got to be spaghetti because he's like known for his spaghetti sauce. So it's definitely spaghetti. And then my mom, it would have to be like a roast beef dinner, or she's really makes amazing soups. Particularly the squash soup. I like wrote a little paper about my mom's soups when I was in elementary school. So yeah, they're that good.
Love. And then, okay, I can't believe I'm already coming close to the end of our conversation, but you did give a bit of advice, you know, like, you know, earlier about like, you might like take something out of a track and then, you know, add that line to something new. And so my advice, especially because you work with youth and stuff, like what advice do you have for somebody who is new and wants to get into the game of being creative in some way, whether it's music, art, whatever?
It's my advice is follow your dreams, like really follow them, and really, and you have to like work hard. You have to work hard. And some people will have to work a little bit harder.
True.
And that's the reality. It's like I was very very blessed with my life lining up with music and the youth work and all this, but I had to see that, and I also did have to put in a lot of work to make it happen. Somebody shared this information with me this year, and it did change my life a little bit. Is your network is your net worth. So you use your network. Everyone has a network. We all have connections and we all can use them. And you never know, like the person that could change your life could be right in front of you, right? Like,
absolutely.
It's all about community. It's all about art. It's all about creation. It's all about creative expression, letting it go positively, embracing more positive vibrations, man. That's
absolutely what it's about. Listen, you see what I'm saying, guys? Like, I mean, you're spitting like serious gems right here, guys, right here on Beats and Eats. I love it. Okay, so my second last question for you is, you know, being an artist, especially if you have a family, and even without a family, like just, you know, living life these days isn't easy. Like, how do you stay grounded? How do you find balance in your world?
For one, I had to, I've been living a sober life for the past year and a half, almost, I think, year and 6 months.
Right.
I had to really make a lot of lifestyle changes in the past few years, being an artist, being on that high stress, lifestyle, constantly moving and going places. And in the last couple of years, having it slow down because of the lack of development that I was doing as an artist. and being really like, wow, I'm scared that I'm going to, was all this for nothing? Or I'm like, am I going to go down a different path now? And I had to really snap myself out of it and be like, if you want to do something, you got to do it, right? You can't question if you're going to make it, or you can't, like, you got to just put all your effort into it.
Absolutely.
Not saying like if you got to go quit your job. And I think there's always healthy ways to achieve your dreams. And that, you know, mine was that I had to make some lifestyle changes and stay grounded. Like, my family is in my band. I realized I was fighting with my family, and I was also doing shows. And then we were, sometimes music slows down. Sometimes gigs aren't getting booked.
True.
And that can be a stressful time when you're just people that rely on just music. And there's times where, you know, I wasn't really sure what to do, and I'm playing a bunch of shows, I love music, but I'm playing all these shows and they're backing tracks, and we're starting to think about adding vocal backing tracks to make it like a bigger show. And I'm just like, this is far from what we're doing. So more recently, we've started to do some full band Kiva MH shows. When Kiva MH gets booked as well, we've taken almost all of the Kiva MH songs that are online, and we've made instrumental versions of them with actual live music.
I love that.
So now I get to, like, when I'm not traveling with my family band,
yes,
I get to travel with my band. That's my family.
Brilliant.
And my workshops, all my youth workshops, all the facilitators, and like, other than a couple, are all family. Like, they're all cousins or aunties, or so I work with pretty much all my family. And I think that's important, because a lot of my stresses from not being grounded would come from being scared with the music career and the career that I was taking. It's a trap, they're all traveling careers, and that it was going to take me away from my family eventually. Right. So this is kind of grounded, and I get to travel. Like, right now I'm sitting looking at the Broken Island group on Makoa and my traditional territory. Uh-huh. And when I go back, I get to go stay in my traditional territory, in Sequim territory. And I get to be there with my, you know, and constantly trying to develop and contribute to the communities that I'm in. I think doing good makes you feel good. And that's kind of the bottom line.
So how can people connect with you? Like, if they want to know about not just your music, but workshops, the festival, like, how can you connect with you?
I would always say start, like, the festival is so amazing, because not only if you come to this festival, not only do you get to meet me, you get to see me perform and meet my family and see the band perform with the full family and see how it all started, which was with a workshop.
Right.
You get to meet all of the artists, and it's all free, and you get to see, and there's all the vendor, and it's just an amazing. So I'd say that is like the ultimate way to get a hold of me, is just to come to the festival, right? Like, you can
festival,
talk,
yeah.
You can talk to me, and you can meet me. And the festival is so amazing because it formed through a workshop that my mom used to do, an art and music workshop, where a youth had come, and he was a rapper, and he was showing my dad all these things on the computer, and my dad was blown away. So then they worked on music after the workshop, and then my mom added it. And then I seen that growing up, and seen that there was a rapper that was indigenous, and then I wanted to do that. And that's how the Malamin Collective formed. And then the Malamin Collective played in Lytton one year, and that's how my mom met Gordon Murray, and that's how they formed Two Rivers Remix Festival together, just from conversation, being like, let's make a festival. But the other than if you can't make it to the festival on September, you can follow the band at the Malamin Collective on Facebook or Instagram. My solo stuff is kiva.mh on Instagram and Kiva Space MH on Facebook. tworiversremix.com, kivamh.com, alaumin.ca. I'd say, yeah, social media is probably the way to go. Just I monitor most of it. I check most of it. Yeah.
Love it. Because guys, I'm going to put all the links that Kiva MH just referenced. So no stressing if you were out in the streets as you're listening to this. You'll be able to see all of the links in the show notes when this gets posted. So Kiva MH, thank you so much for joining me today. You've been like so fun to like just hear about your journey and hear about what you're doing. I definitely want to catch you live. So hopefully I can make it to the festival in September.
Awesome.
You in person. Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah, definitely. It sounds so great. The fact that you have like live music as well. I think that that's so needed, in our days, in these days.
Yeah.
I think, you know, having a live band backing up anything, a musician, you know, rapper, et cetera, is really top tier. So yeah, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. There's one last thing.
Please.
The Melaumen Collective, MELAWMEN. It's five different genres of music, like hip hop, rock, folk, roots, multi-generational, multicultural. There's so many different inspirations and varieties of music that all the listeners, whoever you are, there's something in there for you.
There is something in there for you. Okay. I love it. I love it. I love it. Kiva MH, thank you again.
Cookstown, Klecko, Klecko.
Ladies, this one's for you. Pink Miami, the ultimate ladies' carnival. Saturday, August 29th in Vancouver. Better Uber. Experience tropical vibes, glamour, and nonstop entertainment featuring Penny Bling live for the first time in Vancouver alongside Nikki Kush, Chisel, and DJ Fry-Eye. Dance all night to the hottest dancehall soca, Afrobeats, R&B, disco, and old-school classics. One lucky winner will receive flight tickets to Miami. Doors open at 10 p.m. Tickets available on Eventbrite. Come early, leave late. Follow After Hours Media Group on Instagram and get your tickets today.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Something curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something everyday, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday. You heard that right, Monday. From 3 to 4 p.m. Your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
Welcome, welcome back to Beats and Eats. You've been tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, broadcasting from the unceded Coast Salish territories. And before the break, we heard my conversation with Kiva MH, and we got to hear a lot of his music at the top of the hour. I'll definitely be including all the ways to connect with Kiva MH, especially his Instagram, where he lists a lot of like the upcoming shows he has going on, and you'll get info about the Two Rivers Remix Festival happening in September, as well as the Melaumen Collective. Sorry, I am like getting tongue-tied right now. Before I get into my next and final major music set of the hour, I just want to share some information about an event that's happening on Saturday, August the 22nd. It is the 5th annual Black Block Party, and that is going to be taking place at the Vancouver Art Gallery from 1 to 9. It is a free, family-friendly event hosted by the Black Block Association, and it celebrates Black culture, music, art, food, and local community businesses. There's going to be live performances by local Black artists and DJs. There's going to be food and market vendors with food options from the African or Caribbean diaspora. And there's also going to be art installations as well that highlight the creativity and legacy of the Black community. Again, it is a free event. However, there is an Eventbrite link to RSVP, so I'm going to include that in the show notes today too. And now I'm going to take a hot minute to talk about something that I've been making a lot lately. I have been eating plantain on the regular, and Jamaicans say plantain, not plantain. And I have just been, I think I eat plantain now like 3 to 4 times a week, to be honest. The only time there is a break is because I am waiting for my plantains to ripen real ripened up. I prefer it that way. I know a lot of people make plantain very differently, but for me, I love when the plantain is super, super ripe. And I don't know if you knew this, but plantain is actually a fruit, even though it's treated like a vegetable, because it isn't actually eaten raw. It's actually cooked. I mentioned that I like to fry it, but some people also boil it. I like it boiled too, or even baked. And a lot of people are doing some really fun things with plantain as well. And it happens to be a major food staple in many African, Caribbean, and Latin American cooking. So for me, like I said, I like to, you know, fry up plantain that's super ripe, because it has such an incredible sweetness that it's almost similar to caramelized bananas, if you've ever had that. And I also like eating them as chips. You can make chips yourself by utilizing the green or semi-ripe plantains, slicing those up really thin and frying them up, and then obviously sprinkling some salt, sea salt, etc., once you're done. But if you're lazy like I am, I just buy a bag. And to be honest, Dollarama, guys, has bags of plantain chips for $1. Could you believe it? Actually for $1. And they're actually really good. I'm not going to lie. I highly recommend you trying it, especially if you haven't tried plantain chips before. It's like, you know, you can't go wrong with like purchasing for $1 just to check it out. Okay, so now we're going to get into the next and final set. We are going to kick off the set with an oldie but a goodie, Computer Love by Zapp and Roger. I'm so happy that I found this track in the digital library. So let's have them kick it off with Computer Love.
Just a sweet delight. I will cherish. to 100 through the green light. Next destination, dream life. Riches and wealth, how you feel like? I know you're someone for day when we are pre-life. And what's the victory of the sweeter? No matter how small, rejoice. 0 to 100 through the green light. Next destination, I'll do life raw. Still not give up. Still no one sit down a jealous. Had no future, but couldn't hold it out. But we still a try find a way out. Mama say we are not fool. Whenever band comes in a hero, fight my fight and ride away. Whenever band comes in a hero, me I save my life. Straight forward like my favorite. To the goal like real magic. Shoot to the stars like a pistol me a carry. Now no bread I live a foreign. Send a thing when me not have it. From a little bit, me ambition bigger than talent. Get to you, them have greatness. You know, believe, give them a strength. Make them collide in a success like Harry then couldn't. Stay in the yard when I have no food. Flip flop on my foot when I have no shoes. Whenever a band comes in a hero, fight the fight and ride away. Whenever a band comes in a hero, and me I save my life, it rough. Still not give up. No one sit down a jealous. Had no future but couldn't hold it out. But we still a try find a way out. The magic box and the market. On the ground me see the meal. Bare feet myself slippers. Count the cracks them on my heel. People used to laugh and say sky I saw you reach. Me appeal with a zeal. Regardless of the ideal. Some girl in fancy dress, fancy jobs and tall heel. Give me insult for invitation. Keep me low by all means. Predict my future, so I create it and proceed. I create it and proceed to the top full speed. It was rough. We still never give up. Still no one sit down a jealous. Had no future, but couldn't hold it out. But we still a try find a way out. Mama say we are not fool. Whenever a band comes in a hero, fight the fight and ride away. Whenever a band comes in a hero, so me I save my life. We are warriors, still have life, we are carriers, still a fight, and we are warriors, still have life, we are carriers. Whenever a band comes in a hero, so we are safe my life today, save my life today. Yeah. 0 to 100 through the green light, riches and wealth, we feel like, next destination, dream life. No matter how small, rejoice. 0 to 100 to the green light. Next destination. Straight forward like my fire it. To the goal like real magic. Shoot to the stars like a pistol me I carry. Never have a bread or foreign. Send a thing when me not have it. From a little bit me ambition bigger than talent. Get to you them a greatness. You know believe give them a strength. Make them collide in a success like carry then to good. Stay in the yard and have no food. Flip-flop on my foot when I shows it rough. Still not give up. Still no one sit down a jealous.
Hello, hello, hello. And in that set, we just heard one of my favorite tracks, like I said, an oldie but a goodie, which was Computer Love. And that was by Zapp and Roger, and followed by Vince Staples with the track The Running Man. And Skystar closed out the set with the track 0 to 100. And just like that, we are at the end of the show. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Beats and Eats on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby. I am your host, Nicole, and you can connect with Beats and Eats on Instagram at Beats and Eats BC. And you know you can always send a text to 778-782-2573. And you can also listen to us on the CJSF app. So if you've got an Android or iPhone, you can definitely download the app to listen to us all the time. So I am going to play us out with a track before our next show. The George Bastin show is coming up. And the track that I'm going to play is Barbara Tucker's Beautiful People, and it is the Underground Network remix. I've heard this track before. It is a long one, so it's just going to play us out. Heard it on as I was scrolling through the TikTok street, so I have to play it. So enjoy, and I will see you again next week.